The good news is, now listen to this. I took a course. My husband is an MD, and I drug him to a course. There is a new field opening up in environmental medicine. And remember,
that's going to be huge.
It is huge. We went to this course, and I had been I'd been talking about environmental contamination. I had been talking about, when I said to you, it is environmental, and I've been standing my ground ever since.
Tricia, explain to our audience that is growing by leaps and bounds, who
yes.
probably didn't have an opportunity to hear you 2 years ago.
Right.
What Morgellons is, what we think it is.
Well, and that's also changed. What we think it is that it is a what most people think it is it's delusional parasitosis is what most of the doctors think it is. But, 35,000 families can't all be delusional. And what happens is that these patients exhibit signs and symptoms of itching, crawling, biting. Then it just keeps manifesting itself. And what happens is then some of them will break out in lesions, and there will be fibers. In my case, many of my patients that have been contacting me have parasites under their skin. And I've learned so much in environmental science that we now have a test through www.metametrics clinical laboratories, and the test will come back if it's almost like, remember in the AIDS when they just had that test that was just a very basic test to show that you had HIV. Well, this test comes back as taxonomy unknown, and it's really interesting. They get brain fogged. They're so brain fogged that a lot of these people can't even put two sentences together to form two words together to form a sentence. They're brain fogged. They have unexplained. They call it unexplained dermopathy. Well, the CDC, Michelle Pearson. I'm going to name names here.
Might as well.
Dr. Mark Eberhardt on. July the 20th of 2008. I was in Atlanta, and I called Mark Eberhardt to explain to him what I was seeing in these patients. And I told him I had people that had parasites coming out of them along with these fibers. And Eberhardt said to me, well, there are no parasites. I said, okay, yeah, right. He said, but I'm going to put you through to Michelle Pearson. So they put me through to Michelle Pearson, and she spoke to me for about 15 minutes. I begged her to speak with me. I begged her to meet with me. And, she was too busy. She couldn't meet with me for 15 minutes so that I could show her all of my photos and my, what I had done.
Had she heard of this before? I
yes,
mean, really,
she, had.
She did.
Yes, she had. And I'm telling you, and I'm not lying. Dr. Susan Kolb, about the time I started seeing this, Dr. Susan Kolb was seeing this in patients. When I asked, Michelle Pearson said that she had never met with Dr. Kolb, and that was a blatant lie, because Dr. Kolb does not lie. And she went to Dr. Kolb's office. This was probably back, I would say, in 2006.
So this is way before we even talked on the air.
That's right. And so, I really didn't want to ditch the CDC. And I didn't want to be mean, but I've had it with them. I have had it with their lies. And when I spoke with Michelle Pearson on the phone, not only did she tell me she never saw Dr. Kolb or saw sick patients at Kolb's office. She also told me, and I have a witness to this, that the Morgellons community is going to be very disappointed in the outcome of the CDC.
Well, this tells me if they refuse to even recognize this,
right,
even look into it, and,
right,
and you believe it's truly environmental,
yep,
it sounds like they're in cahoots with big business somewhere.
You got
that
it.
Might be causing this.
You got it. And you know what? I kept putting the pictures, the pieces of the puzzle together. First of all, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, are changing the DNA of the human species. I do not work with the universities because I was getting nowhere with them. I work independently, and I am working right now with a woman named Pamela Crane, a woman named Nancy Ghiberti. She's a clinical nutritionist. I'm working with Arnell Lindgren.
Well, let me ask you this. Is anybody getting cured from this?
We are getting remissions. And actually, I believe we are very, very close to finding out what there is an organism at the root of this. And I believe it is a genetically modified organism. But the most interesting thing that I have found out through all this is that we've been working on the wrong medical model, George. We've been working on a Newtonian model and a Pasteurian model that says it's all about the microbe. And Antoine Bouchamp said it's all about the terrain.
Well, that's true. Now, these fibers,
mm-hmm,
that people are talking, mm-hmm, about, what do they look like under a microscope?
Well, you know, the ones that I see under the microscope, they look, you know, many of them will look like a like just you know, fibers from clothing.
Aren't they growing out of people's skin?
Yes. Yes, they are. But listen to this.
Well, if you took a tweezer,
uh-huh,
could you pluck it right out, like you could pluck a hair out?
You know what? I have a patent on skincare. This is how I discovered it, was through my patent. The way I can get things out of these people is I put the soap on the people. It vasodilates the skin, and I'm able to pull this stuff out very easily by just leaving the soap on the skin. And then if you know that, you know, it's really no problem for me to get this stuff out of people. And I did an observation with 10 patients back at the very beginning, and all the doctors walked out on my observation because they didn't want to look at it.